Practicing the idioms. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen carefully to the following taped statements. Read the choices listed below for each statement you hear. Select the sentence that best relates to the original statement and circle the corresponding letter.
1. Although the polls show both candidates running pretty evenly, I think Senator Curtis will have the edge at the time of the election.
2. My first day on the job was a disaster. I spilled ink all over my boss's desk, and I accidentally hung up the phone on several customers. The next day, I was determined to put my best foot forward.
3. We were so surprised at Shelley's behavior. How could she let us down like that?
4. Phyllis decided to give Bob another chance, but she told him he'd better toe the line or else start to look for another job.
5. Jim is such a nice man, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, too.
6. While everyone around him was hysterical over the earthquake, Joey took it in stride.
7. I'm sorry, James. I guess Billy got a leg up on you. He asked me out first. Maybe next time.
8. I know I'm sticking my neck out, but I'm going to tell Calvin that if he isn't willing to marry me, he'll have to move out. 9 years is long enough to decide.
9. Wow, you look terrific in that suit. You will certainly make a splash at the party tonight.
10. I had to bend over backwards to get the project completed on time, but it didn't make any difference.
11. Ellen, why don't you take a break? You've been on the go since 6 o'clock this morning.
12. Professor Warmberg is convinced that there are space aliens that regularly visit our planet, and he will go to the ends of the Earth to prove his theory.
13. Roland went to great lengths to get the job, but it was worth it.